What if the very foods marketed as heart-healthy were quietly sabotaging your metabolism? Picture walking through a grocery store, carefully selecting products labeled cholesterol-free and low-fat, believing you're making wise choices. Yet hidden in over 80% of packaged foods lurks an ingredient so pervasive that it now constitutes roughly 30% of the average American diet: vegetable oils. When professional basketball teams eliminated these oils from their athletes' diets, the results were so dramatic that the practice spread across the NBA, contributing to championship victories. Dr. Drew Pinsky, skeptical at first, admitted after just 2 weeks, "If you had told me I would feel this good, I wouldn't have believed you." These aren't exotic superfoods or expensive supplements. This transformation came simply from removing something that shouldn't have been there in the first place. What we call vegetable oils aren't squeezed from carrots or broccoli, but extracted from seeds through industrial processes involving gasoline-like chemicals and temperatures exceeding 400 degrees. Understanding how these oils infiltrated our food supply and what they're doing inside our bodies reveals one of modern nutrition's greatest deceptions. The story begins in soap factories. In the early 1900s, cottonseed oil, previously lamp fuel, lost its market after petroleum's rise. Manufacturers secretly added it to animal fats and olive oil. By 1907, Procter & Gamble solidified cottonseed oil through hydrogenation, creating Crisco, marketed as cleaner and healthier than traditional animal fats. The real explosion came after World War II. Soy meal became popular animal feed, leaving massive soy oil quantities as byproduct. By the 1950s, this oil flooded our food supply. Today, the Hateful Eight, corn, canola, cottonseed, soybean, sunflower, safflower, grapeseed, and rice bran oils dominate our diets, despite being barely 150 years old. The production process resembles petroleum refining. Seeds are heated to 400 to 600F, crushed, then washed with hexane, a gasoline component, to extract every drop. The crude liquid contains gums, toxic aldehydes, peroxides, metals, and waxes, requiring extensive chemical processing to become edible. These oils are uniquely dangerous due to their molecular instability. Vegetable oils contain high levels of polyunsaturated fats, PUFAs, which have multiple double bonds that readily react with oxygen. One oxidized PUFA molecule triggers a chain reaction affecting billions of molecules per second, yet we're consuming these unstable oils in unprecedented quantities. In 1949, Shell oil chemist Denham Harmon proposed the free radical theory of aging, that destructive molecules from oxidation reactions gradually destroy cells until organs fail. Initially ridiculed, his theory eventually linked free radicals to cancer, cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's, and over 100 conditions. Vegetable oils amplify this damage catastrophically. Our cell membranes contain 30 to 40% PUFA, protected primarily by vitamin E, a sacrificial shield that traps free radicals and passes them through a molecular relay team, vitamin C to glutathione to NADPH for neutralization. The 1950s-60s Elgin Project revealed participants eating corn oil needed 3 times more vitamin E than those eating lard. After 2 years on high PUFA diets, their vitamin E levels plummeted despite supplementation because their body fat had become saturated with PUFA. A 2015 review analyzing 46 studies confirmed human body fat PUFA increased from 9.1% to 21.5%, tracking Americans' doubled vegetable oil consumption. This chronic oxidative stress creates chronic inflammation. Unlike acute inflammation that heals, this makes us perpetually unwell and can trigger autoimmune diseases. Most chronic diseases today, heart disease, diabetes, chronic pain, even long COVID, are fundamentally inflammatory conditions. The common thread? Our bodies are literally made of unstable, oxidation-prone fats, creating constant cellular damage. At a 2022 Royal Society of Medicine gathering, experts blamed obesity on genetics, inactivity, screens, pesticides, sugar, and gut bacteria. yet ignored that roughly a third of our calories now come from vegetable oil, despite its striking correlation with obesity rates. Ancestral diets contained 1.5 to 3% PUFA in body fat. Modern Americans have 21.5% or more, a 400% increase. This affects everyone. Studies show 45% of women and 60% of men who appear thin carry excessive visceral fat around organs, a condition called TOFI, thin outside, fat inside. When body fat is high in PUFA, we lose our ability to efficiently burn fat between meals. Italian scientists discovered that PUFAs dramatically reduce mitochondrial energy production, causing power output to plummet while generating harmful free radicals. Unable to burn PUFA-laden body fat, cells turn to blood sugar. Many overweight people barely burn body fat at all, not while resting, fasting, or during light exercise. With merely a teaspoon of glucose in our bloodstream, this demand quickly depletes available sugar, forcing the body to raise blood glucose levels and damage tissues. We're not overeating from lack of willpower. We're trapped in a metabolic prison where our own body fat has become unusable fuel. Our relationship with hunger has fundamentally changed. People describe going rampant, becoming hangry, or getting cranky and agitated. Many fear hunger, especially when driving or away from food. This isn't normal hunger. It's a symptom of widespread insulin resistance caused by vegetable oils. Normal hunger is gentle, triggered by ghrelin tied to circadian rhythms. It creates a mild reminder to eat that subsides if ignored. The new, unhealthy hunger originates in the brain and persists relentlessly until fed. Your brain uses 20% of calories despite being just 2% of body weight. Protected by the blood-brain barrier, it can't directly access fat, making it uniquely sugar-dependent. In insulin resistance, cells struggle to use body fat, and the liver can't efficiently produce ketones. When blood sugar drops, specialized cells trigger emergency hunger signals. For insulin-resistant individuals, this feels genuinely urgent because cells have only about 20 seconds of energy reserves. Most critically, insulin resistance makes you feel hypoglycemic even when blood sugar is normal. When hunger doesn't resolve hypoglycemia, the brain releases stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol, telling the liver to raise blood sugar. This solves the brain's energy crisis, but causes shaking, anxiety, nausea, sweats, irritability, weakness, dizziness, headache, or heart palpitations. Dr. Roy Baumeister discovered that self-control requires brain energy and depletes during low blood sugar. People rapidly lose willpower and impulse control, affecting food choices, shopping, sexual behavior, and aggression. The irritability and poor decisions we blame on character flaws may actually be metabolic consequences of vegetable oil consumption. Cholesterol isn't a toxin. It's essential for life. It maintains cell membranes, enables cell division, forms vitamin D, waterproofs skin, helps brain cells conduct electricity, and creates hormones like testosterone and estrogen. Most blood cholesterol comes from the liver and intestinal cells, which manufacture lipoproteins to deliver fats and fat-soluble vitamins. The cholesterol heart attack link is surprisingly weak. A study of 136,900 heart attack patients found only 25% had high LDL when hospitalized. Normal or low cholesterol actually predicted heart attacks better than high cholesterol. Rather than questioning this, the medical establishment simply lowered cholesterol targets. Low cholesterol carries serious risks. Statin users develop 20 to 25% more cancers than placebo groups. A 2007 BMJ article found disturbing, highly significant cancer risk in people with lowest LDL levels. A 2011 Japanese study linked low cholesterol to mortality from stroke, heart disease, and cancer, the very conditions it supposedly prevents. Post-World War II, Ansel Keys shaped nutrition science with his 1953 paper claiming dietary fat drives heart disease. His key evidence was a graph plotting fat consumption against heart attacks in six countries. Keys deliberately omitted 16 countries that contradicted his narrative. When researchers published complete data in 1957, the correlation vanished. Keys aligned with influential physicians, including the AHA founder and Eisenhower's doctor. In 1956, the AHA launched the Prudent Diet Campaign, replacing butter, lard, beef, and eggs with vegetable oil, margarine, chicken, and cereal before the seven-country study published results. The organization had received vegetable oil industry funding, creating an undisclosed conflict of interest. Eliminating vegetable oils addresses metabolic dysfunction at its root. The delightful dozen cooking fats include butter, especially grass-fed, extra virgin olive oil, unrefined peanut oil, coconut oil, avocado oil, ghee, sesame oil, palm oil, bacon fat, tallow, lard, and chicken fat. Seed oils hide in dried fruits, peanut butter, microwave popcorn, granola, canned tuna, and spice blends. Restaurants universally use them for cost savings, making dining out challenging. For optimal macronutrients, aim for 50 to 80% calories from fat, 15 to 25% from protein, 60 to 100 grams, and carbohydrates based on insulin resistance, 15 to 20%, 50-100 grams for moderate resistance, 0 to 40%, 0 to 100 grams for mild or none. Years of seed oil consumption suppresses cholesterol, impacting sex hormones, cortisol, and DHEA. Consuming cholesterol-rich foods rejuvenates hormones. Men in their 50s and 60s have tripled testosterone, while women have normalized menstrual cycles and reduced menopausal symptoms. The two-week challenge eliminates processed foods while delivering increased energy, reduced inflammation, and decreased bloating. To prevent pathologic hunger, include energizing fats at every meal, eat slow-digesting carbs twice daily, consume real food protein, and avoid snacking. These oils weren't in human diets until your great-grandparents' generation, yet now comprise a third of our calories. A growing community is reclaiming their metabolic freedom one meal at a time.